Ramakrishna. I wanted to address an important question to His Holiness Indradumna Maharaj. We are here, please take this microphone. We are here in the in Govardhan. We are actually having two retreats. This is the first one, the Harinama retreat, and the second is about Bhagavatam and Krishna Katha. And I wanted to, you are very much known for going out and spreading the holy name all over the world. I remember the Polish Woodstock festival and the Polish festival, and you even went to the villages next to the Amazonas, they're called Amazon, and you go to distant places to spread the holy name. And I feel this is a very important, let me say, service to the holy name. Should not just perfect the chanting in his own life, like we are trying to do here, but one should serve the holy name by spreading the holy name all over the world. And maybe you can just share a few of your realizations of what you feel as you serve the holy name, bringing the name to places where people have maybe never heard before. Do you feel a reciprocation from Krishna, or what keeps you going? What is the inspiration which you derive? Maybe it's very good if we ask such a question to such a accomplished Vaishnava as our Maharaj, and listen extremely carefully, because we can also pick up some inspirations and some guidance from his answer. So the question is, we as here at the retreat, in the retreat try to go deeper in our own appreciation of the holy name. Why is it so important to also spread the holy name, and what do you feel as you and realize as you spread the holy name? Please speak a little on this if you so desire. Hare Krishna.
This is called being put on the spot. First of all, Om Agyan Jamadandasya Agyan Gina Shilakaya Chaksuri Militam Jena Tasmai Si Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manodishtam Shapitam Jena Bhutale Shwani Mutakadamayam Jamadastavam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Guru Nityananda Darshi Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasana Guru Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama. I'm quite shy and embarrassed, and I feel inadequate speaking in front of such eloquent, realized, learned Vaishnavas as Dhanadhar Swami and Gurijan Prabhu. And after hearing my godmother, Bhakti Bringa Govinda Swami Maharaj, speak so eloquently with so much devotion about Viraj Bhagavadan, I feel like I can actually say anything. Viraj asked me to, if I had any realizations about the holy name, I have to say no. To be truthful, I'm just blindly following the order of my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. Seriously, one of the few occasions that I was at his darshan, when he was present amongst us, he'd actually given myself and another dear godbrother, Bhagavan Dasa, a service to go to France and to help spread the Krishna conscious movement there. There was a fledgling temple, but Prabhupada felt that it needed an import, so I tagged along. And I think seeing my trepidation, perhaps my apprehension of, you know, a young man going out of America with very little experience in Krishna consciousness and taking on such a big responsibility, I think Prabhupada saw that in us and one afternoon in London. We'd gone from New York to London and then London to France with Prabhupada. Actually, went from New York to London with Prabhupada. And he was going to attend, I believe, the Rocky Opera there. And we were going to move on, so Prabhupada called us into his office. Had an office for him next to his room. And he began preaching to us about the importance of spreading Krishna consciousness. And I was kind of fidgeting and Prabhupada, to inspire us, he reached into his drawer and he gave us each a piece of his cloth. I think Bhagavan Das received a kirtan, I received a dhoti. And Prabhupada said, this is for inspiration. He said, a gift from a Vaishnava is a very special thing. So somehow that act of mercy inspired me. I felt some empowerment on Prabhupada's behalf to do whatever he requested of. And many years later I heard the famous statement that along with the instruction of the spiritual master comes the ability to execute. I felt the Prabhupada was giving some kindness there. And then as I was sitting there, I was thinking, it would be nice if Prabhupada could give us personal instruction. Because I heard that Prabhupada himself had received several personal instructions from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he'd actually based his whole life on those instructions, which were very simply to preach Krishna consciousness in the English-speaking language, number one. Number two, if you ever get money, print books. He gave an indication how to preach in the English language. A few very simple instructions. And Prabhupada took those seeds and he developed into the banyan tree of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which is spreading the holy names all over the world. I was thinking like that, and then Prabhupada, he looked at me and kind of leaned over. He said, preach boldly and have faith in what he means. So that moment was perhaps one of the greatest, or the greatest milestone in my devotional life. Those instructions entered into my heart. Although I was a young man and not very practiced and understood much in Krishna consciousness, it was like etched into my heart. And I actually go back often to that instruction, and I tried to base my life on that. So, you know, Maharaj was saying how we go to these far off places and spread Krishna consciousness and so forth, but really it's just executing that order of Srila Prabhupada to preach boldly, because boldly means to go to places where perhaps people have never heard of Krishna consciousness, and to do what? Chant the Yuga Dharma, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
We're just the carriers of the Holy Name. We're just the instruments. We have the privilege of executing the order, the supreme order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through his spiritual ambassador, the greatest ambassador from the spiritual world ever to appear, Srila Prabhupada. So we're just carrying that order in our heads and going out. And it's bound to be successful because it's the desire of the Lord. If we have a desire, you know, material desire, maybe it will fructify, maybe it won't. It's risky business. But the desire of the Lord, that will surely come to pass in due course of time. It has to be. And Mahaprabhu said that one day his holy name would go to every town and village of the world. So it's going to happen. When it happens and to what extent it happens, the Lord's giving us that opportunity as a humble servant. Just like the famous story of Prabhupada walking on the beach in Mumbai, one disciple asked Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why did he just spread Krishna consciousness in the subcontinent of India? Why didn't he spread Krishna consciousness all over the world? He could have done that. So Prabhupada stopped for a moment. He had his cane into his hand, kind of looked up and thought for a moment and said, the reason is because he wanted me to do it. And that, a fact, because My servitors were always begging service from the master. The masters are very kind, they bid us in service. What is our connection to the Lord unless it's His service? And at least 2 hours every morning and throughout the day and on the streets, what are we doing? We're begging.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
The essence of that mantra is we're begging for eternal service to the Lord, ultimately in Sri Vrindavan. So our lives, in that sense, actually are centered around the Holy Name. Just consider how much time we spend chanting. At least 2, if not 3 hours. I've noticed many of my god brothers and god sisters, as they get older, they chant slower. It's not because they're older and it's hard to chant, but you begin to realize Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasta Vigraha. This realization actually comes that the Lord is non different than His name. He's dancing on the tip of our tongue. He's the abode of mercy. He's appearing before us as Srinam Prabhu, transcendental sound. So we're chanting, your chanting gets longer. Doesn't get shorter.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
And the famous three P's of Satchinanda Swami, which I've repeated all over the world. Pronunciation, all 32 syllables. Or posture, I should sit properly. Posture, pronunciation, and prayer. So that's the most important instruction of the spiritual master, to chant 16 rounds a day. Prabhupada says that. But then we also have the extra added advantage of following the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Varnam Kusha Krishna Shango Panga Shaparshadam Yagnai Sankirtan Payari Shantihi Shumeya Shabha. Then in particular, this name is, after we finish our 16 rounds, this name is to be chanted in a form of a congregation. Samsara sarpadushtanam murchitanam kalo yuge asadham madanandama srimad vashnava shedana. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, when he actually realized who this sannyasi was who he'd invited to his house, none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, 100 beautiful shlokas came from his mouth in the presence of Mahaprabhu Gaurika. Samsara sarpadushtanam murchitanam kalo yuge asadham madanandama srimad vashnava shedana. That those who have been bitten by the serpent of Kali Yuga, shall get relief in this age by Asadham Bhagavan Nama, means chanting the names of Bhagavan, chanting the names of Krishna, and Srimad Vaishnava Shevana, serving the lotus feet of the devotees. So this is the dynamic combination that Mahaprabhu introduced. People were chanting Hare Krishna even in Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dvapara Yuga. It wasn't the Yuga Dharma, but Bhaktivinoda Thakura says a few enlightened souls knew the power of this mantra. So there are a few souls, but it became the Yuga Dharma in Kali Yuga by the desire of Mahaprabhu. Amantu Sakshat Bhagavatam. But for the Lord, no one can introduce a system of religion. So this is the system of religion. It becomes even more powerful. Srinam becomes even more merciful when he's chanted with many mouths together.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare.
But Krishna's devotee of unlimited mercy. We have to know the technique of getting that mercy, and that we learn through our acharyas. So the holy name becomes even more merciful, you could say, if you take the holy name and you give it to others. Because Srinam, Prabhu, he's a person. The holy name's a person. You shouldn't forget that. Kali Kali Nam Rup Krishna Avatar. Kaviraj Goswami says, in the age of Kali, the sound of Krishna's name, this Maha Mantra, this is the incarnation for the age. So incarnation means not some light, not some energy, but the personality of Godhead. So when you please someone, they very often extend their mercy to you. So Srinam wants to be distributed to every town and village of the world, to every household, every member of the family, to every living entity. This holy name should go into the ears. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
We were chanting one time on the streets of Paris, myself and one of my dear godbrothers, Lord Chinananda, and the kirtan was roaring, people were coming and they were appreciating. We were at the Gallery Lafayette. Gopa Swami was the Gallery Lafayette. One lady came in front, and she was obviously very inimical. She came right up front, maybe 2 meters away from me. I was singing at the time. And she put her fingers in her ears. And she stuck her tongue out and closed her eyes. And I just kept chanting. She stayed a long time when she walked away. So Prabhupada happened to be visiting Paris on that occasion. He was at the temple, so the Sankirtan devotees had the opportunity to take his darshan when he came back. And Prabhupada asked me, how was the Harinam today? So I said, well, there was this one incident, Prabhupada. This lady came and she stood in front of the kirtan party and she couldn't get the mercy because she had her fingers in her ears. Prabhupada went, oh, what did you do? What did I do? I didn't have an answer. Papa said, you should have gone up to her and pulled her fingers out of her ears and chanted very loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
So this is good for them, but it's good for you. Bhakti Shalana Saraswati Thakur said, this chanting, this preaching means spreading the glory of the Holy Name through kirtan, through books, through festivals. This will do good for you and this will do good for them as well. So, yeah, this is a very important retreat because it's a treat, this retreat, because we go deeper into the appreciation of the Holy Name and our enthusiasm to distribute it. My godbrother Guru Aswami once said that if you want the mercy of Radha and Krishna, you have to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if you want the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And if you want the mercy of Lord Nityananda, you have to go out and preach to Jagai and Madhai. Shri Prabhupada ki, Shri Mahaprabhu ki, Shri Krishna Sankirtanya ki, Yekiri Rai, Gauranga Lavamsi Rai ki, Sachi Nandan Swami ki.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much, Maharaj.